Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
This is Tammy DeArmas for the Daily Phil, Receptacle of Power. In Isaiah, we read, "When you go through deep waters, I will be with you." We're not told if we go through water, but when. So this gives us complete understanding that we will all have sufferings. John 16:33 states, "I have told you these things so that you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." The plan in place is clear. We will suffer. His kindness gives us the knowledge to know there will be times of trouble, and His desire for us during the trial is peace. Why? Because we are with Him always. We are not alone in the suffering because He declares He will be with us. We are reminded throughout Scripture as He promises never to leave us or forsake us. What does that do for us as believers? It doesn't change the suffering, but it helps us as we go through it. It is a game changer. I see it as the dependence of this Spirit-filled power, mixing with our weakness and assuring us that He is with us. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. 2 Corinthians 4:7-8. I love Elizabeth Elliot's statement when she had just given birth and was not feeling equipped to be a good mother. She states, "My very weakness was the very qualification to be a receptacle of power." With any of our sufferings, there can be so many unanswered questions that leave us without any hope. The thinking begins, "If only the circumstances were different." When we don't understand the whys of a circumstance, we also have to trust. It is here I have felt Him gently unfolding my tightly gripped hands that are clenching the outcome of my suffering. Have you ever felt this? Dennis Keating used to use the phrase "new normal" when someone had gone through a life-changing event. It always seemed to involve trials. I now see it as letting go of the old reality and accepting the new normal. This simply takes time, and we need the Savior's help. It certainly doesn't feel okay now, but perhaps the greatest blessing is it won't always be this way. Let's refocus our gaze on the Lord who is with us. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, and what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.